This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Larry Richard, the big news of the day around the world is still focused on Venezuela. Maduro is in custody in the United States, had his first court appearance. But what happens next? We go live to CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Good. Let's dial back to going into Venezuela and capturing Maduro and his wife. Not unprecedented. We remember the story of Manuel Noriega, and I guess a lot of legal ease has to do with precedent. So, first of all, was that the precedent to allow this to happen in the first place?
Yes and no. Yes, because it's in the same hemisphere. It involved drug trafficking. But the difference is that in the case of Maduro, it looks also a lot more like an extradition proceeding than a military operation. I know President Trump kept repeating the word military operation because he's proud of it, but he probably would have been better off using the words extradition, which Marco Rubio was saying. Look, he's got a date in our courtroom. He's been indicted for committing a number of crimes against the United States dealing with drug trafficking. We can't pick this guy up voluntarily. The Justice Department essentially asked the military, the Pentagon, and said, can you pick this guy up for us? This is not a regime change. This is not democracy promotion. This is a pretty simple legal case, and we can't get him any other way, and this is the way we did it. But the United States assassinated Osama bin Laden. They pulled out, Saddam Hussein out of a hole. Barack Obama ordered the killing of an American citizen in Yemen who had been radicalizing Islamists. That was Anwar al-Awlaki. So it's not as if the United States doesn't ever get involved to either assassinate someone or bring them back to American justice. It happens. It's just that people start using the words, they throw the words international law around as if there's a violation, but they can't tell you what the law is.
That said, for all of us, we hear this, it's pretty dramatic. A lot of people don't know the details and facts, and certainly the legal ramifications. Well, what is next from a legal standpoint? So he made his first court appearance and basically said, I'm a good guy. I'm still the president of Venezuela. You wouldn't have anticipated that. But what happens next?
Well, the clock starts the minute he's arraigned. And that's what happened yesterday. He had lawyers. We didn't even know if he'd have a lawyer in time. He did. He pled not guilty. And now the question is, what's the evidence against him? Are there any pretrial motions that his lawyer is going to make? I'm sure he is. He's going to say, you can't go kidnap sovereign leaders of sovereign states. The United Nations says that countries are not supposed to use force against the other. I mean, that's sort of a joke because countries use force against others all the time. The very same people who have been committing acts of violence around the world, whether it's China or North Korea or even Hamas, issued condemnations yesterday against what the United States did. But I think, they're going to either challenge a lot of the evidence that's being presented, because I think his argument is, you got the wrong guy. I'm the president of my country. You got a problem with our drugs. That's not me. We have cartels. We have gangs. They're a menace to Venezuelan society. You're blaming me for your drug problem. I think the government has a very solid case, apparently, that shows that not only he, but his wife, which is why she was indicted yesterday, was sort of at the center of this sort of crime spree of involving the government to protect the cartels and to give them use of military and other assistance, as if to say the Maduros were part and parcel of this racketeering enterprise to transport drugs illegally to other countries and to benefit from it financially.
We're with CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. That said, what is the timeline, do you suspect, till we would get to some type of trial?
Yeah, you know, this is America. Our legal system moves very, very slowly. And defendants always have a very strong incentive to drag it out. And it's very easy to do that. You're dealing with the prosecution of a foreign leader who, you know, it is claimed stole an election and is not the sovereign leader who deserves immunity from prosecution. He was, a strongman dictator thug, and that's the government's position. You know, a case like this go 2 years, I would be surprised if he doesn't take a plea deal. Could take a plea deal, because on the strength of the Noriega case, saying, look, we gave him 22 years, let's avoid a trial. Trials are always risky for governments. The question is, you know, especially in this instance, you know, are they overcharging him? What do they really have evidence that they can prove, as opposed to, you know, what's out there that justified the military operation? But I would be sort of surprised if this wound down soon. It's in federal court, which means there won't be cameras in the courtroom. So it won't have that kind of, you know, majesty of what, you know, what we see in, you know, made for TV or reality TV. But I would think at least a year.
Well, appreciate the update. And thank you for your time, as always, Thane.
Thank you.
CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on the Big K Morning Show. And we're going to check in with Mayor Cory O'Connor here in just a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.